Human Rights Watch has called on the Bahraini regime to release 13 high-profile dissidents serving long prison terms for exercising their rights. The international rights group has also asked other countries to increase pressure against Manama to free the anti-government activists. Dozens of Bahraini prisoners have been on hunger strike since late August against their unlawful detention. Back in June, 47 countries, along with several human rights organizations, signed a joint statement at the UN Human Rights Council urging the release of all the jailed Bahraini activists. Meanwhile, the country's main opposition party, the Al-Wifaq National Islamic Society, says the government is fully responsible for the safety and well-being of prisoners on hunger strike. Bahrain has been gripped by anti-government protests since February 2011. Let's speak to Saeed Shahabi. He's with the Bahrain Freedom Movement, and he's joining us right here in our studios in Tehran. Mr. Shahabi, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, first of all, I'd like to pick up on Human Rights Watch's call for the release of these 13 high-profile dissidents. Now, the situation has to be extremely dire for them to be taking the step of going on a hunger strike for so many days now. What do you make of it?
Thank you very much. I think the Bahrain 13, who are the leadership of the movement and who were among the first to be detained in 2011, are considered by almost all NGOs dealing with human rights to be prisoners of conscience, which means that their detention is unlawful, illegal, according to the international laws and conventions. They should be released. This is what the EU Parliament said. This is why the NGOs like Human Rights Watch, like Amnesty International, even the outgoing UN Special Commissioner over Human Rights, Navi Pillay, said and called for their release. And even the commission that was formed by the regime back in 2011, led by Sharif Bassiouni, said that these people should be retried. And according to him, he said, when I said retried, means that they should be released. Now the regime is not releasing them. Why? Because it is afraid of their influence on the street and the eventual downfall of this hereditary dictatorship.
Well, I'll get to the role of the UN in just a few minutes, but it's also as far as these human rights organizations go. Many have condemned also another tactic that the Bahraini regime has used, which is revoking of citizenships of many Bahrainis. And the question is, where are they supposed to go?
Well, I was probably the first person on the first list to have his nationality revoked. I think these are measures that are not going to work. How many thousands of people they need to have their nationalities revoked? It is at the same time giving Bahrain nationality to foreigners, to mercenaries. Now, these people, where are they going to go? They are inside Bahrain. They have been recalled, some of them, or many of them are in Bahrain. They have been called by the Interior Ministry and asked to have a local agent or guarantor inside the country, inside their own native countries. And who is asking them? People who have come from outside the country and occupied it by force. So you have a similar situation to Palestine, where you have the occupiers asking the natives to find guarantors to remain or to leave the country altogether. I think this is indecent. This is indecency at its worst. Now, where are they going to go? They will stay until they are thrown out by force. But even if they are thrown out by force, there are thousands who will be delivered by mothers, and our nation will bring more strugglers to combat this sectarian, hereditary, backward, reactionary regime.
Well, you spoke of the occupation of Bahrain. We do know about the Saudi forces that are currently stationed in Bahrain. Not a lot is said about that, not by the UN, not by human rights agencies. Why do you think that is so?
Bahrain is a country which has been aggrieved by the international and abandoned by the international community. Bahrain was occupied and invaded by the Saudi forces in mid-March 2011. The first thing they did is to destroy 40 mosques. in the same way as mosques are being obliterated in Mali, in Libya, in Iraq, in Syria, everywhere. Now, is this the world that the United Nations want to rule or to control or to direct? I think they are saying, especially the Security Council and also the European Union and those friends of the regime in Washington and London are saying absolutely nothing about the existence of the occupying forces of the Saudis. The Saudis are still there, they should leave. The Bahrainis can rule themselves by themselves. They do not need outside intervention. But what makes the wound more hurting is that the regime is accusing us, the people, the victims, of being supported by foreigners, by outsiders, while in reality, those forces which are on land are foreign forces supported and financed by the Saudis and, of course, the United Arab Emirates.
Indeed. Now, when we speak of the atrocities being committed on the ground in Bahrain, it's very hard to pinpoint just one. We've seen mass detentions, torture within prisons, killing of young teenage boys who've just been out expressing their right to expression and freedom, demanding justice and democracy for Bahrain. However, as you've just mentioned, this is a country, this is a people that has been abandoned by the international community, so to speak. But do you think things might have been different had the U.S.'s Fifth Fleet not been stationed in Bahrain?
Well, I'm not sure whether if the U.S. Fifth Fleet is not in Bahrain, then they will have another base. They have bases in almost all the GCC countries. Now, whether the GCC would change its policy towards Bahrain, there are a lot of calls. As recently as the 4th of September, a few days ago, by the Washington Post, which is asking the Obama administration to change its policy in Bahrain. We need stability in that region. Stability is proven to be non-existent because of the dictatorships. We have families, tribes, which are ruling people against their will, and they are plundering the wealth of those countries. And that wealth is going back to buy off the Western stance. So there is a bartering process there, whereby the West would keep quiet about the human rights violations in return for the regimes to either to sell oil at cheap prices or to reinvest or to re-export this money back to the Western governments. But I can assure you that the region will change. It has reached a point of no return in the demands for constitutional reforms. There need to be reforms, and those reforms must come, especially as we see a lot of sectarianism being fanned up by these regimes, a lot of terrorism, a lot of extremism. This is not intolerable by the people of the region and also by the international community. And I hope one day this international, so-called international community, will wake up.
And Mr. Shahabi, just the last question here before I let you go. As the Bahraini revolution started, there were many people who had written it off saying it will never succeed. And now, as we see the international community, the UN, human rights organizations not stepping up to support the people of Bahrain, can this uprising solidify itself into something more and see its goals being achieved?
I think the message of the revolution of Bahrain to the world is, if you do not allow us as peaceful demonstrators, as peaceful revolution to succeed, then you will end up having what you have now today in Yemen, in Egypt, in Libya, in Syria, countries which have been which have become under the control and under the violence of the armed groups. So do you want peaceful transition to democracy, or do you want chaos, terrorism, bloodletting, and crimes against humanity? The message of the Bahrain revolution is that change must come peacefully, as we have been doing. And so far, the Bahrain revolution has proven itself to be the most peaceful, the most continuous, and also the everlasting compared to those revolutions which have been defeated and by the counter-revolutionary forces led by the Saudi regime.
All right, Mr. Saeed al-Shahabi with the Bahrain Freedom Movement here. Mr. Shahabi, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV and joining us here in our studios in Tehran.